microphones.
Oh, well. It is a joy to be with you. In a little over a month, I will return. And when I return, I'm bringing some 40 years of experience. 13 of those have been in interim ministry. This is now my 8th interim assignment. And when we work together, we'll find a good pastor. So that's my job. My job is to prepare you for that new pastor. And while we're doing that, I'm here to love you. So what exactly are we going to be doing? Well, we're going to be looking at who we are and what we believe. We're going to look at where we're headed. And by the end of that, by the time the new pastor comes, hopefully we'll all be on the same page. Well, that brings us to our text. You know, I really was hoping it'd be kind of a nice, soft, happy text for my first Sunday with you. But here we are. But in those days, after that suffering, that's the good news of the Lord. What is that suffering? That suffering is the great and terrible day of the Lord. It's amazing how many of my friends on Facebook and other places say, isn't 2020 COVID time a great and terrible day of the Lord? And then they bring up unfortunate facts. Like there are more suicides than deaths by COVID. That is terrible. And the other terrible part about this is that we don't want to suffer. We want this COVID stuff to go away. Can we all just agree to send it packing? It's not going to happen. It'll go when it's ready to go. Well, maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the time when the Lord will come. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Can you imagine that? Now, the Son of Man is code language. Son of Man is the cosmic judge at the end of time. Now, this cosmic judge has already rendered his judgment. When he comes with great power and glory, he will send out the angels to collect the elect, those who belong to him. That's why we're here. We belong to him. Well, I hope that's why you're here. Anyone who comes to church during COVID time is a saint. God bless you. It takes courage. It takes faith. It takes belonging to Jesus. And God bless those who need to stay at home to keep the rest of us safe. It's not easy to stay home. I found that out a month ago. As some of you heard about this and included me in your prayers, I went for a simple overnight laparoscopic procedure. I'm supposed to go home the next day. 2 weeks later, I went home. Oh, my goodness. But God has a good sense of humor. I'm still here. I said, Lord, remember, I need to go to Mansfield? He must have said amen. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect. Reminds me of a story. You'll discover I have a lot of stories tucked back in here, and they usually come out at the most inopportune times. A man was walking up towards the pearly gates, and he met an angel outside, and the angel said to the man, I don't have much information about you. Can you tell me if something that you did that was really graceful, really unnecessary, but really wonderful, that you weren't paid for, you didn't earn, something that you just did because it needed to be done? And the man said, oh, that's easy. There was a time that I saw a little grandma who was being beaten up by this big hulk guy who was trying to steal her purse. And I didn't even think about it. I ran up and shouted, stop! He didn't stop. So I went and kicked him in the shins. Oops. He let go of the grandma. I told her, run, get some help. Well, he let go because he took me by my shoulders and started lifting me up. So I punched him as hard as I could. As hard as I could in the stomach. And he lifted me up higher, and I kneed him in the chin. And the angel said, my goodness, that was amazing. How long ago was this? Oh, about 2 or 3 minutes ago. He will send out his angels and gather his elect. And the elect are known for their generosity. He said, you can count on this because my words will not pass away. His words will not pass away because it's a promise. And can you tell me a time that God has ever broken a promise? Never. So the Son of Man is coming. We just don't know when. Now that gives us a double focus as we begin to work together after the first of the year. As I work with you to prepare to call a new pastor, we're also preparing for Jesus to come. It's a double focus. No, the new pastor will not be Jesus. But you love him anyway, or her. So we will pray because God has already chosen your next pastor. We'll pray that that becomes known to us as well. And we'll also pray, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. So are you ready to work together? Are you going to have a smile on your face while we work together? Wrong answer. we will do the best we can because God is good to us. Amen.